other is Ethan Jack
tonight? He battled and did everything possible to give us a shot. That last inning got him. Pitch count was driven up, some deep counts. Had a little bit more trouble putting guys away compared to his last several outings that we've seen. But competed. Yeah.
Well, you know, he only had one swing and miss with his fastball. Does that show that, you know, he didn't have command of it tonight?
I wouldn't attribute it to not having command of it. By not getting swing and miss, there's some other contributors to that. But overall, just didn't put guys away to the same degree that we've seen in his last several outings. Yeah.
Did you have any further clarity on what led to the benches emptying in the top four?
Not entirely. No, there were some words exchanged in heat of the moment, but everything was fine. Yeah.
You walk in here just now, and there's some moved by something to you walk in here, walk in here. You looked emotional coming. Is there something?
No, nothing at all. You're just walking some guys through some difficult times right now. I mean, at the end of the day, some guys are going through stuff that they haven't gone through in their career, and they're frustrated about it. But no, overall, that's about it.
What's your message to your guys? How do you dig out of this?
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. You continue to love on those guys, let them know that they're good enough, let them know that they're worth it. And the reality is the rest of the world's telling them that they're not. So they'll come out of it. It doesn't look like it at the moment, I'll tell you that. So, but they will. And they'll be better for it. But there's some guys kind of struggling and trying to get out of it. And it hasn't been easy, I'll tell you that.
Is there anything that you didn't expect or anything different that you've learned about this group during this last stretch?
No, I honestly wish, part of me wishes every one of you could actually sit in that clubhouse on a day-to-day basis for the entirety of the preparation that goes into it and the conversations that take place, staff to player, but even more player to player. Because what's going on once that game starts and the final score is very different than what you would think if you were sitting in there and listening to what's going on. It's been good. It sucks. We lost again. But no, I believe in this group and the way they're going about it. I really do. No doubt about it. It does. And even, I mean, thinking through some of the conversations that took place today, and you feel really good about it. And the way they're continuing to trust in one another and the way they're going about it is, it's really good. And some of those guys are leading extremely well. And to get the result that we're getting, it's unfortunate. It sucks. There's no other way to explain it. It's obviously not what anybody wants, but it's reality at the moment, and we have to figure out a way out of it.
When you say definitively that you guys will get out of it, is that the track record that you're speaking to, or is there more to it that you're seeing others done that makes you so sure?
A combination of it. Just the guys that put on that uniform, I believe in them. And right now, nothing's looking the way we want it to look, but we still have a lot of trust and belief in the guys that are putting on the uni every day. So that's my answer.
I'm thinking that kids will probably start tomorrow. Can Wilson use a day off just to kind of clear his head and get away from it a little bit?
I can argue both sides of that. He's a competitor, and he'd probably, if he was in there tomorrow, he'd want to be in there tomorrow. But at the same time, it's a 12-15 game, and that's a quick turnaround, so kids will catch tomorrow. But he wants in every day. Even at the end of the game, I had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit, and man, this guy cares, and I love having him around. He cares a ton about helping this team, and he just hasn't found a way to do it just yet. But he's dying to be able to, I'll tell you that.
You guys kind of went through this tough stretch at the beginning of the season, and then it really did feel like you were coming out of it, but now kind of going through it again. As the manager, how difficult is it this second time through to be
it's the only way through. I mean, you have to. This is our group, and we're going to be patient with them, and there's going to be some growing pains with some of the young guys, and there's a lot of learning taking place, and our veteran group is doing a nice job of continuing to instill what this looks like. But, yeah, we're going to be patient. I'll continue to be.